than the one they designed in terms of protection of the crown of the head. But because it deviates from the purchase order, they want to scrap all $461,000 to make it over again. Because that it has a life of its own. And that life of its own has nothing to do with logic, with money, with the public good, with anything. It's a monster that exists and has to eat. Well, in the Middle Ages, that monster were traveling knights. Bands of knights who were nothing more than outlaws, gunmen, gangsters that traveled from town to town. So if the town had money, so the town ransomed itself by buying off the knights, hoping that the knights would take the money and leave them. And if they tried to defend themselves, so if they won, if the town people won, they won. If they lost, so then what happened then was just unspeakable in its brutality. The men were killed, the women were raped, all the money was taken, children were sold into slavery, all sorts of wild things. And this was everyday life in medieval France. And there came a point where there was almost a breakdown in civilization because of it. They were completely uncontrollable. And a knight never traveled alone. He had a squire, and he had others. He had somebody to dress him, and somebody to take care of him, and somebody to take care of the horses. It was a whole industry. And that's one of the reasons why the Crusades was such a good idea, why it caught on, because the Crusades was a way to get these guys out of here. Send them, 3,000 miles, let them fight the Turks or the Muslims or the Arabs or so, yeah. But get them out of here. And it's one of the underlying reasons why the Crusades were so popular in Europe, because it solved so many needs at one time. The first Crusade was preached by a monk by the name of Bernard of Clairvaux, and he claimed that he had a vision. In the Crusades, everything began with a vision. In the Middle Ages, everybody had dreams, everybody saw miracles. It was a different time than ours. He had a vision, and in the vision, the Virgin Mary came and said that all the troubles in the world, and this also is part of it. In the Middle Ages, people were always wondering why there's so much trouble in the world. What can we ascribe it to? So he said all the troubles in the world because of the fact that the holy city, the holy land, is in the hands of non-believers, in the hands of the Muslims. And that somehow, if that situation could be rectified, the world would settle into peace and into tranquility. And therefore, he preached this idea of the Crusades. And the Pope gave it its blessing, and the French knights, together with the English and the Germans, organized themselves for this great trip to conquer Jerusalem. On the way, they made a few stops, and those stops resulted in almost the complete destruction of the Jewish communities of France and of the Rhineland. We have Rashi's compositions. We have about 6 or 7 poems of Rashi that deal with the problems of the time. And the problem of the time was that the Jews were just marked people for destruction. Already at this time, the institution of Jewish clothing came into being. By Jewish clothing, I mean that Jews had to wear an identifying mark or insignia on their clothing. I don't know if you've seen any paintings